This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Some wake up to an alarm. Some wake up to a calling. That's why I'm here. Why are you here? Why are you listening to me on the Kevin Jackson Show? You can reach us, by the way, at kjradio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. What is your calling? Are you doing the job that you believe you'd be doing your entire life? Are you answering a call to something? I'm not talking about in your vocation. I'm talking about in your avocation and what you do when you're not working to pay the bills. It turns out that I had a regular job. I was a management consultant. I loved that job. And suddenly, in the weirdest twist of fate, in something none of us would have predicted, when we left great organizations to join this one management consulting company that said they want to revolutionize the way we do things, and they gave us a year, and then they pulled the rug. 8 months into our agreement, they pulled the rug. And everybody, we were looking at ourselves going, did that just happen? All they gave us a package and said, guys, thank you, but no thanks, whatever. And I had written a book, The Big Black Lie. And that book is an amazing book. If you get a chance to get it, you can get it on Kindle or whatever non-published deal. We found a box of them, the very original ones that we may sell as collector's items because they don't exist anymore. We only printed up, I want to say, 1,000 of those, and they're collector's items. But the point is this. Little did I know that in that moment where what I thought was this strange thing that happened in my career, and I was trying to figure out, what do I want to do now that I'm very disappointed that these guys sort of tricked us into leaving our companies? What do I want to do? And I found myself thrust into doing this. And I didn't even know what to call myself. To be honest with you, I struggle with it to this day. If it weren't for the fact that Fox News considers me a contributor, I don't know what I'd say. Am I just a best-selling author? And what good is that? That's it. I mean, there are a lot of best-selling authors. I'm an Amazon best-selling author. My books have never made the New York Times. Am I a radio host? Yeah, kind of. It isn't something I train for. It isn't. I mean, there are people that I believe likely do it better in terms of process. I don't know if they deliver the same type of stuff that I deliver, but they've been doing it a long time. I've been doing radio for 8 years. Do I feel good at it? Yes, I'm good at it. You know, and do I believe that we do the best we can? Absolutely. We give you the best of ourselves every single day. Some days are better than others, but I don't know that I would call myself that. Am I a national speaker? Yes. Do I speak every day, every week? No, I speak when people ask me to. I'd like to do more. What am I? I'm a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute. What does that get me? But, you know, in a strange kind of way, I ended up doing what I believe God wanted me to do. I had many conversations with God about doing this work. When my bank account got down to $8, I was like, God, what do you have me doing here? But you know what? I don't need an alarm clock to get up. I wake up to a calling. I wake up to something that is bigger than I. It's bigger than any individual, one of us. It is the collective that I represent. And I believe that you are part of that. Through some crazy form of osmosis, I believe in my heart of hearts that I represent you guys. I'm not an elected official. You don't have to listen to my program. You don't have to do anything to support me. Yet many of you do. Thousands of you do. Tens of thousands of you do. Possibly more. I know this. Millions of people have read my work. I've spoken in front of millions of people. I have been in front of multi-millions of people on TV. And every time I go on, you guys bombard me with, Kevin, way to go. Thank you for doing it. And let me tell you something. In as much as I don't rely on that, because you can never get caught up in the what do you want to call it, the hoopla of that. As much as I don't rely on it, I love it. I love when you guys recognize what we're doing, because it's not just me, it's a team of people. And this group of folks that supports me, we do an amazing amount of work. Sometimes I don't know how we get it all done. Just talking to a friend of mine, she was like, "Can I get you on an interview?" Because she's got a little radio show, and she's almost embarrassed to call me, "Kevin, I don't know if you want to do my little show." I'm like, "Are you kidding? First of all, we're good friends, so of course I'll do your show. And number two, don't ever tell me you do a little show. Whatever your show is doing, whoever it's reaching, is important. And nothing is too small for that." Now, I may not be able to do everybody's show. The reason why I do her show is because she's done work with me. We're personal friends, and I believe in her 100%. And I want her to be the next superstar if we can make her one. So we support her work fully, but it's because she's worked with us. She's given her pound of flesh in order to help me achieve what I'm trying to achieve. And the reason why people like that exist, people that put in that kind of time to help me, is because they knew it was never done selfishly. So what is your calling? You know, I ask people this question all the time when we talk about these issues. Don't think of these as issues. Don't think of these as protecting yourself or whatever. I know it's bigger than that for you. It has to be. It isn't about us. Almost everybody that listens to my program, that has heard me on TV, that follows my work, you could say, "To heck with this. To heck with this country. I'll be fine." You don't do it for that. You don't wake up to your calling every day and do what you do. You don't fight the good fight for yourself, which is the reason why I fight with you and for you. You fight for the people that you are going to leave behind. That's what's so cool. There's nothing selfish about what we do. What's funny about the left is everything that they do isn't about what's left behind for their kids. It is selfishly motivated for what they can get out of you today. Their retirements. That SUV you just bought. If they come up and take it from you. You name it. It is selfish. And that's why, honestly, they will never win. You cannot win when it is about you. You can only win when you're selfless. And that's what we represent. You know, we got a ton to talk about today, folks. I want to tell you about a conversation I had with a friend of mine, a very good friend, around polling. And I'm just telling you guys, polling is not something you should be paying attention to. Don't sweat it. We'll also talk about Venice. We got a ton. There's a reason you're here. I'm going to make it worth your while.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Some things I get tired of talking about. I really do. And one of the things that I am so sick of hearing is polls. And you may say, well, Kevin, you talk about polls a lot. I do. I'll talk about polls that favor Trump, but not because I'm trying to be a homer or anything like that. I talk about them because they're rare. If a poll favors Trump, you must talk about it because you have to understand how the polling is stacked against Donald Trump. But it's not just stacked against Trump. It's stacked against you. Folks, do I need to tell you, run down the litany of things that make no sense in the world? Do we need to? Do I need to tell you that there are people who believe that you wanting to follow the laws of your land, in other words, close your borders and only allow people in who come here legally, they want to call you xenophobic? They want to call you racist against Mexicans because you say we need to shut down our southern border and make people come into this country legally. And oh, by the way, we have a country that is a heavy percentage of Mexicans. We don't care that if they're here legally, we have no problem with them. There's hardly an American in this country that doesn't know and associate freely with Mexicans. Hardly one. We eat it. Somebody needs to tell Mexicans that we don't like them, because we certainly eat their food a lot. We go to their restaurants. We listen to mariachi bands. We have Mexican radio, Mexican TV. If we don't like Mexicans, then we really suck at proving it and showing it. But they will tell us that we don't like Mexicans. A country whose vote we count on. They call it the Latino vote. But being honest with you, it's the Mexican vote. Sure. In Florida, they care about the Cubans. In New York, they care about the Puerto Ricans. But let me tell you something. In Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Colorado, California, Massachusetts, Arizona, New Mexico. Did I mention Arizona? All I can tell you is they care about Mexicans. I'm talking about the left. So what are we? Is anybody you know that have you heard like criticize Mexicans? I'm talking about just really go after them, or do we not care? How often do you hear somebody go, "Hey, you up for Mexican?" and asking for food? Cinco de Mayo, do we go, "Oh man, come that stinky butt Cinco de Mayo"? You know, while we got to celebrate these Mexicans. You know what do we do? We embrace Mexican culture. We embrace Mexicans. Do you like boxing? You can't watch boxing without a Mexican being on there, on the card, on the undercard, or the major card. When Julio Cesar Chavez was at the top of his game, I was one of his biggest fans. And I can name other Mexicans, Oscar De La Hoya. So we embrace Mexican culture, but people, "Oh, you want to close your borders to the Mexicans." No, we want to close our borders to the illegal Mexicans. And guess what? I think we've been pretty good about letting the 20 million of them in here already. I tell you what, let's ask Mexico. How many Americans do you have sneaking across your border to partake of your health care system and to find a good economy to go to work for? And then we go out there and march and protest with the American flag and talk about, "It's not your country, man. It's our country." How do we? And for the record, we bought Texas. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo? I don't know all the history about it, but contrary to what Mexicans want to tell you, we came, we conquered, and then we paid for it, and they agree. End of story. But these leftists, these white folks on the left who cannot stay out of people's business, want you to believe that you're xenophobic and racist against Mexicans. Probably what? The largest minority group now in the country? Do we rally against them? Is the Tea Party going out and go, "We need to get rid of the Mexicans"? Said no Tea Partier ever. We say you need to get rid of illegals of whatever color they are and let them come into this country the right way. They try to act like, "Oh, you're so mean-spirited." I'm sick of them. I don't know how you are. So back to the polls. Every time I hear somebody talk about a poll, I think to myself, are you serious? Are you seriously going to throw a poll? One of my friends, he's like, "Kevin, I'm really afraid about the polling for Trump." And I said to him, very good friend of mine, benefactor to my company, I'm like, "Look, buddy," I won't say who it is. He's a good friend of mine. I love him like a brother. But I said, "Man, look, stop believing the hype. The left wants to destroy you, Donald Trump, everything you stand for. They're going to lie to you the same way Lucifer will come and act like he's your friend and lie, and he'll backstab you in a minute. These polls are absolutely freaking meaningless. If the left wants to be delusional and move forward into 2018 believing that they are making progress against us, congratulate them. Let them believe it. Because it is not true. They are not winning. You are winning. And there's a reason that you're winning. The previous poll had Trump at 38% approval. This is probably a month ago. And I asked everybody on this program and everybody I met, do you honestly believe that the 50-50 that this country essentially went through in November of 8th of 2016, 50-50, Trump wins? The media hammered him. He came right out of the gate as president-elect and saved carrier jobs. Then, ever since Donald Trump has been sworn to the oath of office, He's done nothing but improve things. Don't misunderstand me. You can say, well, Kevin, he didn't win Obamacare. He didn't do this or that. But let me tell you what he's done. The GDP is cranking. Jobs reports. How low can unemployment go is the question we should be asking ourselves. It's 4.3% now, and a full percentage point drop for black people. Do you think black people are too stupid to know this? We have corporations putting money back into R&D, putting money into proactively growing their businesses in the United States. We have manufacturing companies who Barack Obama said would never come back, who are now not only coming back, opening up their factories and bringing more. We have trade agreements being reworked, and Donald Trump is masterfully dealing with these. But then they go, he's a bad president and his approval numbers are down. Name me. Poll your friends. Ask them. Just say, hey, look, did you vote for Trump? Were you a Trump fan? Yes or no? My brother, who told me point blank, Kev, this will be the first election I have not voted and I won't vote for a Republican. And he called me after the election and said, I was wrong. He was wrong on Trump on his religious beliefs. He was wrong on Trump on what he was going to be able to accomplish. I asked him, practically an anti-Trumper, what do you think? He goes, rock star. Love the guy. Now, I'm not using that as my complete litmus test because I have many others who feel the same way. Stop relying on this poll nonsense, folks. This is the left. This is Lucifer coming to give you an apple and saying, bite the apple. Take that apple, shove it in his mouth, and then do a pig roast with him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to admit something to you guys that I haven't said in a while. A day that goes by that there's not plenty of news. I mean, it's amazing to me. I could go on to Google News right now, Yahoo News, any particular Fox News, The Daily Caller, Huffington Post, you name it. And I could talk for hours over just the front page of what it used to be. Google has changed, so it's kind of linear now. It used to be more like a newspaper, you know, where you'd have multiple sections. But I could go on any of their main pages of any major periodical and talk for hours. And it seems to me, I'll be honest with you, that I'm just talking about the same thing. I feel like Stephen King when he says he's going to quit writing books because it's the same book. He started writing a book, and then he thought to himself, wait a minute, I wrote this book. And sure enough, he had. And that's when he said, I'm done writing books. He had reached the end of his imagination. Now, I certainly haven't reached the end of my imagination. But I've reached the end of my patience, I guess is what I'm thinking. I'm starting to get that feel like we're just going in this circular discussion. And I really do, I'm sharing this with you guys live because I want you to understand that I'm going through this metamorphosis of wondering, what do we do next? I mean, look, we've got projects. We've got our movie project, BleedingBlueMovie.com, a cop film, a documentary that is about 80 or 85% pro-police, 15% real, in the sense that there are issues in the police department. And the reason why we did the documentary that way is, unlike Michael Moore, thanks for that adjustment, unlike Michael Moore, I do not want to present something completely one-sided. I don't believe all cops are good. I don't believe law enforcement is right all the time. I flatly don't. But I'll tell you this, I would rather have them than not, and the overwhelming number of them are amazing people. And we aren't being told that. We're being told a lie because the bigger picture of that lie is there are people in this country, for example, who don't want cops. I sat next to a girl who said, why don't we take police out of black neighborhoods, out of the cities? Let's get a nationalized police force. Can you imagine calling D.C.? Hey, D.C., we need a cop in Tupelo, Mississippi. Oh, Kevin, there'll be a substation there. Really? Like what? Is it going to be better than the substation, the cops that's already there? What is federalizing the police? What will that possibly do? Will it be like the mail? Will they work on Sundays? I'm just asking. These are good questions, don't you think? Anyway, we have plenty to do. We're helping kids get adopted. We're keeping latchkey kids off the street. We're starting a thing called TeaPartyCommunity.com. We're not starting it. It's been around for a while. That's going after the social media footprint of the left so they don't dominate. But I still feel like we're doing the same thing. I really want to get into the field. I don't want to be sitting behind a desk. Don't misunderstand me. Behind a microphone is powerful. But I want to do more. I want to be where I can show people when you get off your butts, when you put your money where your mouth is, you make an impact. I mean, look, Chicago, over 4,000 homicides in Chicago since 2009. The majority of them, black on black crime. You know what black folks talking about? Pulling down statues of old white men that did nothing to them. Old white men who lost a war. Many of whom even didn't even believe in the cause of the war they were fighting for. By the way, any of these 4,000 homicides in Chicago since 2009 been committed by Nazis? I mean, we're rioting in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the idea of white nationalism. I know the guy who set up that event. His name is Jason Kessler. He is not a white supremacist in any way. He's a guy that says, why can't we have nationalism versus white nationalism or black nationalism? Why is it we got to pull down statues when we got bigger problems? Tucker Carlson asked the question of a guy who is fighting for the rights of Colin Kaepernick, VP of the NAACP in Atlanta. You know what? Let's just play the clip. A couple of clips.
What makes you suspect it's racial? Again, the league is 70% black. If anything, it seems like it might be able to use a little diversity. I mean, that's not... I mean, how is that racism? I'm honestly confused.
Well, the issue is with the ownership. And again, there are no owners that are African-American. There's one owner that's a person of color. So you have 32 teams, 32 owners who we believe are acting in a way that goes against putting a good product on the field. If it's about ability and the ability to win games and to produce on the field, Colin Kaepernick's stats speak for themselves. Again, his quarterback rating shows that he's the 17th best quarterback in the league. There's no reason why he should not be able to at least get a training camp invite to be able to show his talents on the field.
We're going to play another clip, but I want to delve into this for just a second, and then maybe we'll talk about the other side of this in the next segment. But so we've got the NAACP in Atlanta who is concerned about Colin Kaepernick. And they're saying that the reason that Kaepernick didn't get a job is because of racism in the NFL. Now, to Tucker's point, the NFL is actually 68.7% black. Now, he's rounded it up and said it's 70%. But it's highly black, given that blacks are 13% of the population. So it really doesn't hold water. And by the way, it is these white owners, the very people that this guy, talking about, who hired these 70% black people at a 500% rate of their population. These racist whites are hiring these black folks. But instead of talking about that, he then segues into, well, it's not about the players, it's about the owners. Because, see, that would go to say that these players are getting paid slave wages. And this is what happened with LeBron James a while back when they were like, it's a slavery for LeBron James to have to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers when he wanted to go to the Miami Heat. And then after he went to Miami and he wanted to come back to Cleveland, well, it was no longer slavery. And by the way, he made $7 million a year when they were accusing the owner, I think his name is Dan Gilbert, the guy that owns Quicken Loans, of being a slave master. LeBron James was making $7 million a year as a rookie. I know he was one of the highest paid players. He's gone and come back. Now he's one of the highest paid players, but he's no longer working for slave wages, I guess. Anyway, back to Colin Kaepernick. So the NAACP is weighing in on NFL football, who employs 68.7% black folks, almost 70% black people, and jobs where they make multiple millions of dollars. Colin Kaepernick's contract was for $126 million, of which he was paid something like $38 million of it. And then he, of his own accord, opted for free agency. Now, this guy argues he's the number 17 quarterback in the league statistically, even though there are 90 quarterbacks. Given that, some team should pick him up. And he's mad. He's saying it's not just that the NFL is racist with 70% blacks. It's not that. It's these owners who employ 70% of black millionaires, make these young black thugs, and I don't want to call them all thugs, but these young black men millionaires, and then now they're racist. That's the supposition. So if they're racist, and he's saying, well, they should want to put the best product on the field. Colin Kaepernick was 3-13 in his last year with the 49ers. What's the best product? And oh, as I've argued on this program and a few others, Colin Kaepernick, there's no guarantee of him to get a job. I don't care how good he is. I can tell you stories about a friend of mine who's a kickboxer. Nobody would fight him. And it wasn't because he was a terrible kickboxer. It was quite the opposite. He was a really good one. He was amazing. Sadly, he ended up in prison because he didn't have the right attitude. And Colin Kaepernick doesn't have the right attitude. Who wants to play with him? You want your white players to play with him? What kind of discord are you going to see with that? What about the black players who disagree with him? What happens to them? In the picture where Colin Kaepernick and his buddy is, there are two other guys. One's not even on the field, you know, a player. One's in uniform that are kneeling. I'll tell you this. One of those, look right beside him. There's a big black dude standing with his hand over his heart who probably has to block for Kaepernick. He's standing there proudly American as Colin Kaepernick takes a knee. So it's amazing to me that we are still entertaining this kind of nonsense in a time when black folks can do whatever we want. And we're not talking about the sport of curling. And, you know, black people can't do it and they're making millions of dollars. Anyway, I got more to talk about on this subject that I want to get back on track when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I got a little off track last segment, but I was talking about my frustration. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. I was talking about my frustration as an American that we will not allow this country to get on track and stay on track purely because leftists don't want people to believe that Donald Trump is as good as he is, because that would expose how bad Barack Obama is. And I was using different analogies. The number of people killed in Chicago since 2009, 4,000. None of them by Nazis. None of them by Confederate monuments. None of them by Confederate flags. But we watch black-on-black crime happen every single day. Black-on-white crime happen more than the norm. And we're talking about Confederate statues. We're talking about nonsense, folks. The left, they are masters at subterfuge. And they have us talking about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee in a sport. I mean, let's say you did something at a company that you work at, unpatriotic for whatever reason, and they let you go. We don't even talk about it. But because he plays football, he is a pampered little princess who plays football and makes millions of dollars. We got to give him more due. I talk about this all the time, and maybe we'll cover it today. We're singers. What is why is Katy Perry or Taylor Swift's idea around something better than yours, or Ben Affleck, or whomever? Why does George Clooney count for more? Because he can act? Why does Barbara Streisand count for more? Because she can sing? Does that make them smarter than you? Of course not. These people are less plugged in. Their world is so far removed from your day-to-day grind, they can't even see the forest for the trees. But they get credit. They get, we listen to them. They are all over the place. And leftists want it. They dominate. They make you believe George Clooney is relevant. Stars are Darfur, Darfur. We've got to help Darfur. Most of them couldn't find Darfur on a map. They wouldn't know how to pronounce it. Couldn't tell you what an indigenous Darfurian looks like. But it becomes the catchphrase. Because that's what the left does. They make sure we catch on to it and woo, look at us. And we oblige. I was mentioning a guy, Jason Kessler, hit piece on this guy. He's a former liberal who became a conservative of sorts. And they were blaming him for, they call him a white nationalist for the Charlottesville thing. He's far from a white nationalist. He got a guy named Wes something, a black guy, fired off of Terry McAuliffe's Committee on Education. He got him fired from his teaching position. And even though he remains vice mayor of the city, this guy, Wes Bellamy, that's his name, Wes Bellamy, Kessler's got him on notice. And he did it because Bellamy is an ethnocentric black racist who extorts white people in the town of Charlottesville to donate to him. He's got an extortion racket going. The same is Jesse Jackson. The same is Al Sharpton and many others. D. Ray McKesson, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is extorting Grand Canyon University because a black man dare say there are members of Black Lives Matter who should be killed. A black professor said this. A white professor outed him after he was dismissed from his job. They think it's some sort of a tiff between the two. And now this black professor finds himself under fire for saying something truthful. Black Lives Matter are terrorist thugs, just like Antifa. And some of them need to be killed. If they continue to incite violence, they think that they're immune to somebody responding back. And you say that. You say the truth about it. Let me put it to you this way. If I'm a cop and you pull the BLM crap that got pulled in Dallas, I'll shoot you. You're going to shoot at me? I shoot back. I don't need to get rules of engagement. And what are we afraid of? Confronting terrorists? I want to go back to this Kaepernick thing because Tucker Carlson had the VP of the NAACP, and I played the first clip where Tucker was essentially saying, the NFL is overwhelmingly black. So then the guy goes, yeah, but not the owners. Okay, well, you could say the Fortune 500, there aren't a whole lot of black owners of companies. Does that make it bad that they employ black folks? I wouldn't care. Look, if Apple Computer wants to employ 85% black people, I don't care who the ownership is. The United States Post Office employs mostly blacks. The owner is the American public, which is not mostly black. But I don't care. Black folks got jobs. Congratulations, you know, Negroes. Now, other people thought I was going to say something else. I was going to say Negroes. Anyway, look, that isn't even the biggest part of the argument. The biggest part of the argument when Tucker was talking to the vice president of the NAACP, who has taken it on itself to represent one colored person, and his name is Colin Kaepernick. And he's only half black. He's half black and he's half Italian. I guess they're only representing half of his case. But they are representing a black man who got a $126 million contract, of which $38 million was paid out to him, not to mention the endorsements he likely had when he was at the top of his game. And now Kaepernick, who of his own accord took free agency and can't find a job, and he's wondering why, and they want to cry racism. And my frustration is, we should be stopping them from doing this nonsense every single time. It was funny, the VP of the NAACP,
we'll do it. If we have to, we will take harsh steps.
The harsh steps have already been taken against the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick. We're the reason that the NFL stats are so far down, they're going to be begging for buttermilk here pretty soon. Anyway, let's play that other Tucker Carlson clip interviewing this NAACP VP and discuss it, because this was a key question asked by Tucker and, of course, never answered by the NAACP.
Right. So you represent the NAACP. Here's my question.
I'm the vice president of the NAACP Atlanta.
That's right. So over 70% of black children were born out of wedlock this year. Is that a bigger problem or a smaller problem than Colin Kaepernick getting another $126 million contract? Because I don't hear you saying anything about that.
Well, first off, if you Google me, you'll see the work that I do in the African-American community here in Atlanta. So a question like 70% of the African-American children being born out of wedlock.
Yeah, it seems like a big deal.
We're focused. Well, what is the rate in Atlanta? I live in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can tell me the rate in Atlanta.
Here you are
sucking
up to a guy who just signed a $126 million contract. I think in a country of 320 million, you could find someone who's actually the victim of racism or oppression. But this guy, who's 29 years old and has more money than God, he's the victim? I guess that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people who might want to, you know, might need your help.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, it was funny. Great question from Tucker, right? 70% of kids are born out of wedlock. That's the biggest issue, you know, affecting the black people today, is the lack of family, the nuclear family. And you're worried about Colin Kaepernick. You're singling out one dude who doesn't even need your help. I don't know if they even registered with the guy. So then he says, well, Google me. Google me. I'm an amazing person. Look at what I do. And Tucker's going, yeah, but you may do some good stuff, but you're wasting your time right now. But no, Google me. And he says, oh, by the way, it doesn't matter what the rate is for black people all over the place. The rate in Atlanta is what I'm concerned about. The rate of kids born out of wedlock in Atlanta. Look at what work I've done, and then you can determine if you believe that I'm worthy of sitting here defending Colin Kaepernick, because I've done an amazing job in Atlanta. So you must presume, right, that the out of wedlock births in Atlanta because of this VP is just outrageous. He has made a super dent in the out of wedlock births. You know, no, he hasn't. I looked it up. 2/3 of the kids in Atlanta were born out of wedlock. Atlanta, folks, is the modern chocolate city. It's not New Orleans. It is the city, shining city on the hill for blackness. They have been, Andrew Young, mayor of Atlanta, they've had marquee mayors. It is run by black folks, and it's been run into the ground, and it's no different than any other city that's run by Democrats, and particularly black Democrats. It's run so poorly, they're going after white people in the suburbs to bolster their tax base. This guy wants you to believe he's done some amazing stuff in Atlanta. It is a lie. He hasn't done jack. Just more race baiting, more dividing of America by black race pimps.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.